come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, February 8th, 2024 edition. I closed the unscientific poll out at 11:03. I added up all the votes. I can't believe this, but 52 votes cast, 26 R's to 26 S's. 50-50 split of this listening audience. Now, I noticed kind of the theme of the vote. I know most of all of you, actually, every single one of you that texted me, I know who you are. You and I have spoken, we've talked on the phone, we've been at events together. I know you guys. The Christian conservatives, and somewhat the ones leaning libertarian constitutional, voted for ours, for Ralph, excuse me, voted for R. Some of you who are longtime Republicans, been involved in the party, been involved in serving as county commissioners and other things, current elected officials, a few of you, you voted for Steele. Now, this is important, and I want you to hear me. If you are not currently a precinct delegate, duly elected in 2022, you're not part of your county's party's precinct delegate list, you need to go to the county convention on February 15th, 7 o'clock. Presque Isle County Republicans holding theirs at the Lighthouse Restaurant there in Rogers City, downtown Rogers City. Others are holding their conventions at various locations. You need to go on February 15th, a week from tonight at 7 o'clock. You need to be at a county convention. But Randy, I'm not a precinct delegate. Exactly. This is why. Because when the county convention is over, it has adjourned. They've conducted the business. They've sent the number of delegates, voting, and alternates. Their slate, the list, however you guys do it, is going to be forwarded to the Michigan Republican Party by the chairman of the county. When the minute, the second, the gavel goes down and the county convention is adjourned, Mr. Chairman, point of order, be recognized from the chair. I'd like to discuss the open, vacant precinct delegate slots that are available in our county. I'd like to be elevated to be a precinct delegate if there's an empty vacancy in my township, in my precinct, in my ward, however your county is set up to do it. Why? Because if you get elevated after the county convention to being a precinct delegate, you are now a duly appointed precinct delegate. Mr. Chairman, I would like to go to the convention as a guest. Now that you're a precinct delegate, you can do it. Why? Because sometimes delegates have to go home or can't even make it to Detroit on March 2nd. Alternates can't make it. They can't go. Well, I was just an alternate, so I wasn't planning on it, so I didn't make arrangements to go down there. You could actually be elevated by your county chair to vote on March 2nd at the state convention caucus. If you want your candidate to win, you need to be in the game. And that's how you do it. Have any questions? Call me after the show. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Joining us on the line, one of our new sponsors is John Davis from MAGA Water, M-A-G-A, MAGA, Make America Great Again, water.com over in Sheboygan. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Trucker. Happy Thursday.
Yes, sir. I wanted to talk to you today specifically because you and I spoke off the air this week, and I'm actually shipping to you a sample of our filtered water that we drink here at the house. And I wanted you to explain this because you explained it to me, and it really makes a lot of sense. But I don't understand the total process, and I want you to explain it to the audience because I think maybe a lot of them may not understand. I've had a lot of people say, I've heard the commercials. I've been to their website, magawater.com. We have filtered water. We have a water softener. We have maybe a reverse osmosis system in our house. But there is a component to this, John, that I want you to explain to people is minerals that come right out of the ground with your MAGA water there in Sheboygan. And how is that different than people who have filters, home filters at their homes, on their wells, maybe water softeners? How does that play into the mix of what we're drinking in our well-watered homes?
Excellent question. So basically, the known source is where we come into play, that the most important message here. Our source is a known artesian water source that is PFAS free to start off with, right? So we don't have softeners, we don't have filters, and we don't have any reverse osmosis four-stage process like you do or your water softener system at your home or other folks' homes. So when you introduce the water softeners and the RO processes for homes or businesses or whatever for drinking water, you're basically just taking what, and I hate to say it, but I'll say it, toilet water from the city again, and you're breaking it down and trying to get out all the bad sediments and so on and so forth, but particularly specifically talking about wells, like at your house, you're basically stripping with that RO filter, has a 1 micron filter, the RO process, and then the softener with that process combined, it just eliminates the minerals in general. And it breaks down, and you're just basically now drinking a lower pH, less alkaline. There's really no nutritional value of any minerals. So you're basically dropping down the pH, and you're removing all the minerals. So you're, in essence, almost drinking distilled water or water that's still I won't say distilled because distilled boils everything out. That's a whole other segment,
probably. Sure,
but,
right.
We can do that another day. But basically, you're just removing all the good nutrients, and you're just drinking water with no nutrients.
Got it. Now,
that's now the bottom line.
The reason this is important is because, you know, everybody knows we need to drink more water. You're supposed to drink, you know, half of your body weight in ounces every single day. Since Vicky and I have been on Missy's weight program, you know, we're close to a half to a gallon a day, each one of us. But it's important to know because when Missy talks about hydration and talking about your cells are dried up raisins and she wants them to become plump grapes because of hydration, to retain minerals that not only she provides, but like you say, your MAGA water provides, this is actually functioning with us within us at a cellular level. Every cell in our body relies on water. And so with your MAGA water having those God-given minerals coming right out of the ground, you're saying that it's going right into those very same cells that Missy talks about on her program.
Correct. So natural pH and natural hydration with natural minerals from artesian source, which we'll just say our source here in Sheboygan, is ultimately what your body deserves and what you want to put into your body, nothing else. Does that make sense?
Totally. And then when you factor in that many of our listeners have already gotten off of, you know, Diet Coke and these energy drinks and stopped drinking that, they are drinking more water. This all then plays into it. What type of water do you actually want to be drinking?
Correct. And the water you want to be drinking is water that's from a known source, natural pH. Our natural pH is 8.3. compared to Fiji, which is also an artesian water from the island of Fiji, of course, and they're a 7.7. So what does that mean? 7.7 compared to 8.3, we're 700 times more alkaline, more minerals, and when you increase the pH, the higher the pH, the smaller the water molecule becomes, so it absorbs into your macro and micro cellular quicker than a lower pH that's in the mid 7.5. So a 8.3 absorbs, it's called instant absorption rate. It instantly absorbs into your cellular, and that's what your body, that's your goal, is to get it in there quickly, and the higher the pH, the quicker it gets into your absorption and quicker you get hydrated.
Now, talking about water softeners, because a lot of people listening, especially up here in northern Michigan, underground water aquifers that we have across the state, the country, whatever. But especially here in northern Michigan, some folks have what they call hard water. We have a water softener here at our home. And what's the difference between a water softener softening the water versus your MAGA water, which is naturally very soft? Explain that process between a water softener and your MAGA water.
Great question, Trucker. So a water softener is always recommended where there's iron, high content of iron in your well or your water source, which like at your place.
Sure.
And so that's going to soften that up, and it's going to remove all that iron, and it's also going to remove the minerals too, which are in there, like we talked about a few minutes ago.
Sure.
And so compare now on a comparison to our water testing lab results on our artesian source here in Sheboygan, we have a 91, it's called hardness on description on the testing line, and 91, and then below that it says no iron detected. So at your house, it most likely says 120 or higher, and its hardness, it says iron detected, and it'll have how much iron is detected.
Sure.
So that softener is taking care of that iron problem, so you don't have to drink that iron, which you know is the bad guy.
Bad guy for hardness.
Bad guy for hardness, and you know you don't want to drink that anyhow, because it's a lot of folks, if they have ever been to Florida, they're really high in iron, and the water is just terribly tasting, even
yep.
with softeners. So,
yeah, absolutely. It's swamp water is what I call it down there
absolutely.
In Florida. Right.
Exactly.
Now, let me ask you this question. So even though it has iron in it, you're saying we don't need iron. That's why we use the softeners. But more importantly, the MAGA water is already at 91. I looked at my well report from when our well was installed, and our iron here was 131.
Yep.
So that's why we have a water softener, right?
Correct. That's exactly it.
Now, 91, naturally, 40 points lower, naturally, doesn't regard and extract the other minerals, because you just naturally don't have that hard iron in your artesian well there at MAGA Water.
Yes, this is we're very blessed, and it's just one of those, it's part of God's creation where, you know, most parts of the state there's iron, or this part up here in northern Michigan, it's where we're at our location, it's just like a miracle of a location to have
yep.
the best, purest water on God's green earth.
Got a text in from Christine Gray down in Northville. How is this different than spring water that we buy at the store?
Oh, that's a terrific question. So spring water is, compared to artesian water, coming from the same source, but it's just coming free-flowing from the surface. Springs flow, a natural spring flowing from the surface on the ground. And so our artesian water is below the surface, and it's coming from the same source, but it's up in the air. It's on the, you know, it's being exposed to the air in the ground. So there's not. Ours is not. Ours is totally contained below the ground at 170 to 200 feet deep, punched like we talked about in the first show, where we just bring it right from the aquifer right to the bottle, and it isn't exposed to oxidation or the air or ground or anything.
Or the environment.
So typically
right.
spring water doesn't have as high as a pH because it's being hit with the oxidation from the air
yes.
and from the ground. So it's going to usually be about a 7.6, 7.5 to 7.7, I should say, pH,
sure.
where ours is contained, where that what holds and keeps that 8.3 high pH, which the higher the alkaline, the more nutrients and minerals it has for your body. And
right.
that's different. So if you're going to pick on the shelf, you're at the store, artesian spring, I'd go artesian every time, because it's usually a higher pH and more minerals.
Got
but
it.
Spring water is like the second go-to product that you would want.
Well, when I was truck driving years ago, I was in New Hampshire, and I climbed the mountain, got to the top, checked in, got my dock assignment. And while I was waiting to get loaded, I noticed I could hear water running, you know, bubbling like a babbling brook, right?
Sure.
So I walked down past the truck driver's parking area. I walked down the hill, and I literally saw the spring coming out of the ground with a diverter metal ramp that was diverting the water, kind of damming it up a little, and sending it into the factory. And I'm going, wait a minute, this is the water they're putting in that bottle? I mean, I'm sure they're probably filtering it or whatever, but it's like, man, maybe. I don't know if I want to be drinking that water. Yeah, that's for sure.
Right.
I got another question for you. Chris wants to know, has your water been tested for metals?
Yes.
Explain the metals in MAGA water versus normal people's well waters. How is metals detected, tested in this process?
Okay, so great question again. We don't have any harmful metals, and some people refer metals as to minerals, such as potassium, magnesium, calcium, so on and so forth, and there's salts and there's nitrates. We have no nitrates in our well at all, which is like really cool and health beneficial. So does that answer your question?
I'm going to text him right now. What metal is he looking for specifically? Chris, if you have a specific metal, give me the metal, and I'll ask John here before we end the interview. Got another text message. People are asking, can they bring their own bottles or jugs? Are they able to do that at your facility at this point in time?
Yes, they can call 231-818-9700 and set up an appointment, and we can have them come in, and for $1 a gallon, if it's a gallon jug or a 5 gallon jug, we'll do 5 gallons for $4.
Very good. Excellent. 5 gallon own jug owned by you. You can fill it up for $4.
Correct.
Okay, got it. And he's asking heavy metals. You didn't tell me which metal, but he's referring to heavy metals. What's he talking about?
Zero heavy metals here in our source, but if you go to back in time, the Aaron Brockovich movie where they had all this contaminants and waters out west from the source, those are heavy metals. And there's plethora, a long list, and we can talk about them some other time and go into
Nick Wallace in Harbor Springs, he lives about 2,000 yards from a local sewer authority, and his water is horrible. I have to drink filtered water out of the fridge to make it even, you know, drinkable. He has an order in with you right now. He's going to use it for his My Pure Health Solutions wellness program. Is there a way that he can become a reoccurring order from you guys?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, our web team is working on, they're creating a subscription plugin, it's called, for our website. So we can just go on and monthly subscribe, and that'll be that.
Okay, and Chris comes back, cadmium, uranium, and mercury.
Zero in ours.
Very good. Excellent. Again, if you want to call them, the number is 231-818-9700, or go to the website, MAGA, Make America Great Again, magawater.com, and you can research, find out everything, place your orders online, and they'll ship it directly to you, or you can go to Sheboygan and pick it up. John, we appreciate your brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, and God bless you all.
Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back.